Hey, thanks for spending time with me. Rusnowski here. This is Porchlight. Okay, sun rises in the east. Anybody can be moved to tears. Babies are all that is present. True at this moment and for everyone that has preceded it. I had a discussion recently with someone about ancient music. Music created many thousands of miles and many hundreds of years away, then faithfully resurrected on period instruments with the belief that the live performance of these compositions can reach across those vast chasms and still grab a hold of your heart. Late summer 1959, just over 60 years ago. Ancient enough for you? For now, let's ignore what was not yet with us back then, and instead imagine the immediate reality that occupied that space and that time. Consider the most immediate measure, the senses, sounds, smells, tastes. Was it Voltaire or Rousseau who once said, "If we were to actually experience reality as it is, we would go instantly mad"? I'm convinced that even for someone fascinated with history, making this particular challenge in the past tense would accomplish the same result. In late summer of 1959, you could have easily found a retail store that sold phonograph records exclusively. Most medium-sized cities supported at least one. All that time ago, you could walk out of that store with two purchases, Kind of Blue by Miles Davis, and Chuck Berry Is on Top. Some current audiophiles would claim that on a decent stereo, the analog sound of these albums would be superior to a digital listening experience. So, in a way, it's already more real. The needle falls. The songs play. You look out the window. Late summer 1959, and yet timeless. To your ears, at least.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. Change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me, don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for a congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. If you wanna dance.
yet another visit to Party of Two by senior advisor Dr. Glenn Gass, considering the origins of rock and roll. As you will hear, Chuck Berry makes it both easy and complicated at the same time. How did you discover Chuck Berry?
Well, it's slightly embarrassing to answer, because I'm Beatle era. I'm not 50s era. So I missed him in his prime. I was dimly aware that there was a name on the record that was not George Harrison when I heard Roll Over Beethoven, but I didn't really care. It was a Beatles song in my mind. I give the Stones a lot of credit for really tutoring Americans. They would always say, this is a Muddy Waters song. You should hear the original. It's much better than we can do. Or this is a Chuck Berry song. It's, you know, they really were good about that. By the time I taught my first rock course in Wisconsin in 1978, I was still absorbing, like, my God, this man's the alphabet. Elvis may be the king, but Chuck Berry's, in a just world, maybe Chuck Berry should be the king and would be the king. He is literally the alphabet of rock and roll. For one thing, he's one of the few people that was covered by both the Beatles and the Stones. Chuck Berry, for the Beatles, was this power pop rock and roller they could belt out in a basement club. For the Stones, he was a guy that recorded at Chess Records, home of the blues. I love how the British sort of hear America more clearly than we do. They can pick their lenses, whatever different styles they were, and more modern than the blues. You know, his ears were so open to so many styles, idolizing Muddy Waters and the blues and Chess Records, but also loving Nat King Cole, also loving Louis Jordan and Jump Blues, also loving country music. He refused to be pinned down or labeled in any way, I think. Taught everyone how to write songs, how to play rhythm guitar, how to play lead guitar. I mean, early rock and roll was just rhythm and blues by another name. But Chuck Berry felt like, okay, you hear Roll Over Beethoven, Johnny Be Good, Sweet Little 16, that's rock and roll.
When we were discussing Neil Young, you feel that because of the way Neil Young played acoustic guitar, he encouraged a lot of people to buy Yamahas and learn Old Man or Needle and Damage Done and take that path. Could you talk about the tremendous impression Chuck Berry must have made with regard to electric guitar?
Even if you're a kid who can play acoustic guitar, you're probably playing cowboy chords. You know, it doesn't work that well on electric guitar. Like John Lennon used to say, you know, you can't play chunka 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 chunka. You're doing Chuck Berry, whether you know it or not.
Oh well, I feel so good today. We just touched ground on an international runway. Jet propelled back home from overseas to the USA. New York, Los Angeles, oh how I yearn for you. Detroit, Chicago, Chattanooga, Baton Rouge. Let alone just to be at my home.
And that double string intro, of course, that he stole from the Boogie Woogie piano players. And he joined Johnny Johnson's trio, the house band at the Cosmopolitan Club in East St. Louis. And they wanted a guitar player, and Chuck Berry joined. And he had to adapt to a Boogie Woogie band, because what he was doing is basically playing Boogie Woogie on the guitar.
Did I miss the skyscrapers? Did I miss the long freeway? From the coast of California to the shores of the Delaware Bay. You can bet your
when you pick up an electric guitar and you start doing these little things, it's like, oh yeah, this is why God made the electric guitar. This is exactly how it should be played.
I wanted to ask you about his arrest for the Mann Act. What's your interpretation of it? How it affected Chuck Berry's ascendancy in rock and roll?
That's tough. This is the Me Too era, and Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin and was blacklisted off the airways. That used to provoke great laughter in the classroom. They ain't laughing anymore. Chuck Berry did bring an underage girl across the border to work in his club. It was an integrated club in St. Louis. That was pretty groundbreaking, and the authorities had their eyes on him. And when he went back on the road and she stayed in St. Louis being a prostitute and was arrested, she just said, Chuck Berry, you know, lured me here, and bang, it was over. The thing is, this is late. This is 1959. So Elvis is already in the army. Buddy Holly's already dead. Little Richard's in Bible college. Chuck Berry's about the last man standing, and they got him. The first trial was so blatantly racist, the judge wouldn't even look at Chuck Berry. If Chuck Berry would say something, and the judge would look at his white lawyer and say, are you telling me that this Negro claims, and he would repeat what Chuck Berry said. All he was ever called in that whole trial was this Negro. God, in my lifetime, this happened. And they threw out that trial finally, and they had another trial, which wasn't a whole lot better, and he was sent to federal penitentiary in Terre Haute most of the time for 2 years.
Trouble now. I'm being held by the state patrol. I am charged with traffic of the forbidden, and I almost finish doing my parole.
Really strikes me is that when he got out of prison in 1964, every British band is covering his music. He's on the Tammy show as a headliner. He's like christened the grand old man of rock and roll immediately. It's like the whole Mann Act, the whole prison sentence is just forgotten, simply shrugged off, just erased.
Arrested on charges of unemployment, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man.
Brown-eyed handsome man was originally brown-skinned handsome man. It's the hero, you know, round and 30 was heading for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man in the era of Jackie Robinson. In my mind, there are two Chuck Berrys. There's like the Too Much Monkey Business, Brown-eyed Handsome Man, Memphis, the songs that aren't about teenage life.
Up a mind between a doctor and a lawyer man. Her mother told her, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man. Just like your daddy, he's a brown-eyed handsome man. Marlo Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved.
You know, when Bob Dylan came out with Subterranean Homesick Blue, Johnny's in the basement, mix up the medicine, I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government, man, a trench coat, badge out, laid off, so he's got a bad cop, wants to get paid off, and everyone just freaked out. You've never heard that many words in a song. Like, it's incredible. It's Allen Ginsberg, right? Kerouac. Wow. And Dylan said, no, it's Chuck Berry. He said, too much monkey business, working in the film station, too many tasks, Martha, window, check the top, check the a dollar cast. Ah. You know, that's one verse. Again, that eye for detail. Dylan said that it was Chuck Berry and Smokey Robinson that taught me how to write songs.
Hey, phone, something wrong, dime gone, will mail, or the suitor operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war, army bunk, army child, army crew, army car. Ah, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks, wipe the windows, check the tires, check the a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration, get away, leave me be.
always thought Chuck Berry presented an idealized vision of young America. This is what it's like to be young in America. And if it's not, it ought to be like that. And again, for a 30-year-old black man to be able to nail it better than anyone else. Everyone else wrote the songs you danced to, but he wrote the songs about dancing to those songs. And he did it so perfectly. And then the Beach Boys did that for the 60s. Like, if it's not this way, it ought to be this way, damn it. Bonfires by the beach and sort of idealized young America. Chuck Berry painted a beautiful picture of young America, and rock and roll would be so different without him.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my collar blues, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
For this postcard home, the postmark reads St. Louis, Missouri. It was already an old building when I was a little boy. It held great mystery for me, not only for its age and classic appearance, but also for the words chiseled above the entrance. Public Bath Number 3. I grew up in the post-war suburbs of Albany, New York, so the word bath was never modified by public. Actually, all three of Albany's public bathhouses were still operating back then. They have all closed in my lifetime. Never asked my folks if I could go inside. If I had, I would have discovered an enormous white-tiled pool positioned under a broad skylight. It must have been a lovely place to float on your back and stare up. This may sound to you like a swimming pool, but especially in the years when these services were first offered, it would have been too crowded to swim very far. In the days before air conditioning, these public pools were not only popular, but necessary. In St. Louis, where summer temperatures are near tropical, the city constructed a huge municipal pool at Fairground Park, the site of the 1904 World Exposition. 440 feet long, it could accommodate as many as 10,000 bathers at one time, all of one race. like the municipal pool in Washington, D.C., taxpayer money was used to operate this racially segregated facility. In Albany, I could walk into public bath three, even though I didn't need to, whereas in St. Louis, a young Chuck Berry would have risked his life to use the Fairground Park pool. No, I mean literally. On Tuesday, June 21st, 1949, the Fairground Park pool was formally desegregated, resulting in a violent response by hundreds of outraged white citizens. It took 12 hours and 400 police officers to restore order. The Fairground Park pool closed soon after. It seems certain public institutions work better as concepts, sometimes including democracy. Hey, nice to be with you. You're listening to Porch Light with Tom Rusnowski. We'll be right back.
that's in the nation. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. From her eye, but we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Only 6 years old, information please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers there, trying his best to cover Chuck Berry and trying his best to make it sound live. Well, maybe it was recorded at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Los Angeles, but those hand claps and those vocals sound suspiciously clean for a mid-60s concert performance, don't they? Faking live settings was something Emmylou Harris was also conversant with. The Chuck Berry tune C'est la vie, you never can tell, proving he didn't sleep through French class. A small framed portrait, a lighted candle, corner shrine from one Pete Gray. The legendary baseball broadcaster Joe Garagiola said something once that has always stayed with me. As you might know, Joe Garagiola had a major league career as a catcher, though his immense popularity came subsequently from doing other things. During one game, when the vocal criticisms from fans in the stands were being directed toward a particular player, Joe responded from a perspective of 9 seasons spent with 4 different teams. He was, like that player on the field, one of over 15,200 baseball players to ever play at the major league level. "Let me tell you something," Joe said calmly. "Anyone who has put on a major league baseball uniform is an outstanding player." Joe Garagiola was born and buried in St. Louis, Missouri, a wonderful baseball town. For many years, the city actually had 2 major league teams, the Cardinals and the Browns. Yogi Berra grew up in the Italian section of St. Louis. You could look it up. During the 1945 Major League season, there was an outfielder who appeared on the St. Louis Browns roster named Pete Gray. His story is simply incredible. Growing up poor in a small coal mining community in Pennsylvania, Pete Gray suffered a horrible accident that resulted in the loss of his right arm below the elbow. Beginning at age 8, Pete Gray taught himself to throw left-handed, to hit baseballs one-handed, and to catch by perfecting a fluid transformation of the glove hand to a throwing arm. The technique required him to use a glove with no padding, as if more pain might have ever stopped him. He was a minor league itinerant before his call up to the big show, playing in Canada, collecting nearly 300 hits in 2 seasons for the Memphis Chickasaws. There were some, including a few of his Browns teammates, who believed he had been elevated to the majors purely as a publicity ploy to boost sagging attendance. But Pete Gray's statistics proved he belonged in the major leagues, if only for 1 season. 77 games played, a .218 batting average, and 51 total hits. If there was ever a player who could not be measured by numbers, it was Pete Gray. Pete's professional baseball career ended 4 years later. He lived out his days back in Pennsylvania, struggling with alcohol, gambling, and perhaps the existential question of how good a player he would have been if only. That's what Joe Garagiola's observation taught me. Especially for Pete Gray, it removed the if only forever.
Let's turn him loose. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Berry, Sweet Little 16.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16. She just got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Become so excited, watch her look at her run. Boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Cause they'll be rocking on the bandstand in Philadelphia, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. They'll be rocking on bandstand, Philadelphia, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16. She's got the grown-up blues. Dresses and lipstick, she's sporting high heel shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trend and be Sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. Way out in St. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little
John, as we were saying earlier, yeah. although you had this admiration for Chuck yeah. for this many years, yeah. today was the first actual meeting.
I met him, yeah. I think he's the greatest. I really love him.
Very lovely. You want to handle this introduction?
Yeah. If you were to try and give rock and roll another name, you might call it Chuck Berry, right? In the 1950s, the whole generation worshipped his music, and when you see him perform today, past and present all come together, and the message is, hail, hail, rock and roll, right on.
Here he is, Chuck Berry!
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math, study him hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. But the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the hall and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Probably like most musicians of my generation, I first really heard Chuck Berry through the Rolling Stones. I think I learned my first Chuck Berry lead from Keith Richards, probably. And that first Rolling Stones record, I think they had O'Carroll and a few other Chuck Berry songs on it. And then from them, I kind of went back and I got his records. And I guess the funny thing was, I think that his influence on my own writing came out more later on when I wanted to write the way I thought that people talked, because that's how I felt. That's how he writes. You know, if you listen to one of his songs, it sounds like somebody's coming in, sitting down in a chair and telling you a story about their aunt or their brother or describing some girl. And his eye for detail, like Nadine, you know. I saw her on a corner, she turned and doubled back, started walking to a coffee-colored Cadillac. I've never seen a coffee-colored Cadillac, but I know exactly what one looks like.
Can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out to run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
smoke. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. A rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Do you think a lot of radio listeners thought that Chuck Berry was white?
Yes. In fact, a lot of concert promoters thought he was, too. There are several stories of him showing up to play, and the promoter's like, you've got to be kidding me. No one told me you weren't white. And he said, well, I never said I was, you know. He didn't sound white, but he didn't sound black. You know, there was nothing saying I am this or I am that.
You done started back doing the thing you used to do. The motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. The Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. The Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
If you were alive and owned a radio in the 1950s, then you know about Chuck Berry. If you weren't alive then, you still know about Chuck Berry. He has been around for a long, long time. For those who know rock and roll, the songs that Chuck helped memorialize, he wrote them, Maybelline, Roll Over Beethoven, Johnny Be Good. Those are legendary sounds, and that's the original rock and roll. The thumping bat beats and the driving rhythms are hard to find in current pop music, and yet the revival of early rock and roll, it's still interesting, and it still has a huge, huge following because it's the real thing, isn't
it? It's basic, yeah. It's basic music, simple. At least I hope it to be.
Yeah.
My music is, anyway.
Who would you say is the founding father of rock and roll, if not yourself?
Well, it's not for me to say, but I'm surely a cog in the wheel, as my pop used to say. Yeah, cog in the wheel.
There have been high times, of course, and there have been hard times, too. On balance, what kind of a career has it been?
Well, I would say exciting and far above my expectations. I had no idea. They told me Maybelline might last 2 years. I had disbelief in that. And before Maybelline died away, there was Roll Over Beethoven, School Days, Wheel of 16, and so forth. And it has perpetuated and continued until and through now. So it's far above my expectations.
Maybelline would be a middle-aged lady by now, and she's still shaking.
Well, she? Wheel of 16 is 34 now.
Yeah. The Beatles and the Rolling Stones are stepchildren of yours in a way. They will give Chuck Berry
right.
a lot of credit. Are you
right.
kind of proud of those kids?
I am very much. And music's music, and I think the people are the actors who, the musicians, and when they put the music out, they want to insert their character in it. So they call it such and such, so that you put the adjectives in it, so that you'll know what they or how they live, so to speak.
Yeah.
But rock is rock.
The question of how good Chuck Berry was may turn out to be two questions. How many different ways was he good? And how good did he actually have to be? To answer the first part, let's consider the various skill sets involved. Singer, songwriter, live performer, instrumentalist. Chuck Berry's enduring legacy in rock and roll is measured in the personal and unmistakable signature he applied to his compositions, his stage presence, and his guitar playing. Who else was any of it but Chuck Berry? Now, as to his voice. As Glenn Gass mentioned, he was often mistaken for being white when people heard him on the radio. And perhaps because of this, he was able to get his music over that important first barrier in 1950s America in ways that Muddy Waters or even Little Richard couldn't. As a result, Chuck Berry stood tall, striding across rock and roll like a mighty colossus, creating music that mainstream teenage audiences listened to and danced to, while also planting a firm footprint in his race. For a moment, think of how many African-American pop artists in succeeding decades were able to be accepted as great singer-songwriters. Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, dazzling visual performers on stage, Prince, Michael Jackson, or groundbreaking electric guitarists. Jimi Hendrix comes to mind. I just wonder how Chuck Berry felt about it all. Not so much what his lasting influence was, he lived long enough to see that, but perhaps more importantly, how he perceived the role he chose to play initially. It was in many ways like a classic stage role, a lead part in a play he did not write himself, but surely made his own. In this world of what-ifs and stolen riffs, maybe that's what all of us must do with life. Just how good did Chuck Berry have to be? Just how good is rock and roll? Parting word to our imperfect hero. Quote, "Remember that my view, the only true view I can see with, is through the black eyes that I have." And so, next time.
Jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rocking pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. Caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven.
Porchlight is engineered by our radio audio director, Mike Paskash, production assistance from Luann Johnson. Our executive producer is John Bailey. At wfiu.org/porchlight, you will find commentary, postcard images, and an archive of every episode.